please consider calling into the show today. We have a number of hot topics, and your voice needs to be heard. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections is your opportunity to make sure your opinion is heard over the noise of the media. James T. Deshaies is committed to bringing the voice of the people to the world stage. He'll select topics, but your voice will be the focus. So take time to spend with him and inform the world of your views. We can no longer sit back and let others tell us what to think. The cost of being a silent majority is too great, and too many lives are being destroyed. The leaders around the world need to be put on notice that their jobs and careers depend on how well they listen. Call in on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 657-383-0309, or Thursdays, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 347-855-8867, or Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 657-383-0309. Why don't you add Thoughts, Love, and Reflections to your weekly schedule? If you have story ideas or topics of discussion, contact James Deshaies at 407-394-9800.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 Radio, the best R&B and hip-hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1. And it's 24-7, the world's best radio station.
With that message, never better get checked. There ain't no different second when the king goes sick. Put it down and a check, fuck around and get wet.
My life provides the world with the opportunity to see the future in real time, to view the confidence of a winner in a beautiful package. My smile emulates the sun in ways that make those around me feel the warmth of my love. My joy creates the type of breeze that brings new direction to those who doubt spring is coming. The cooling blue skies that exist in my world are truly infectious. I hate the thought of slumber because it denies me too many moments when I'm not impacting the world. The passion that exists in me I have for life can't be contained by the dark clouds of my personal doubt. I have mastered my own negativity in ways that reduces any reduction in my productivity. Now, every day is the net profit of my existence. My ball of life bounces off of a foundation of obstacles, which were overcome with a smile. I now see my roadblocks as the items that give my life reason for living. My self-worth is discovered in the way I bring joy to others. This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you 7 days a week, Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock West Coast Time, Saturdays at 8 p.m. East Coast Time, and 5 o'clock West Coast Time. This show is a platform for your voice to be heard loud and clear without interference. We can no longer allow others to speak for us. We have to speak for ourselves. This is a time or place to make this all become real. I would like for you to call into the show at 657-383-0309. It is our opportunity to make sure that people have no doubt about the direction we want the country we love to go in. Visit my website, www.jamestdeshay.com.
Welcome, everybody. This is T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. It is a wonderful day, and we're all starting a new year, and we got a lot of things that we need to discuss over this new year period. I want to tell you, last year went by so incredible fast. I was retired for the first year, and there were a lot of things that I wanted to accomplish, and I'm just going to have to hit the ground running because I got to catch up. There is so much to do, and I want all of you to be on this road with me, this journey with me this year, to make sure that we have the kind of impact that we need to have in our world and what's going on around us. How are you doing today, Joyce?
I'm doing good today. Thank you.
And Audrey, how are you doing?
Terrific. Terrific Tuesday and Happy New Year to all.
All right. We got a couple of more guys we want to get online with us, but I'm going to go ahead and play the first, and I really want us to spend some time talking about it because I have put together a team, what I call a health team, and I wanted to share all of that information with you guys. So what I'm going to do is play the first news clip for you, and then we'll have a discussion.
A lot of people, if you overeat and you pig out, you think if I exercise really hard, then I've sort of balanced it out.
Right.
It's a win-win.
Exactly. And it's probably been overemphasized. And the reality is, for long-term success, you do need both. But in terms of where the money is, where your biggest return on your investment is, it's with diet or caloric restriction. So weight loss is about 80% diet and 20% exercise. When you think about the math, if you want to lose a pound a week, that's 3,500 calories, mm-hmm. you need to create about a 500-calorie deficit each day of that week. That's either an hour and a half at the gym, on the treadmill, on the rowing machine, or it's cutting out a couple sodas, a bagel with cream cheese, a cupcake. You know, so it's easier to take out the calories than to try to burn them off.
And do the exercise for other good reasons.
Exactly. So we definitely don't want to give the message that exercise is not important. You need exercise to maintain weight loss long term. You need exercise to build muscle mass. And it also has other benefits to lower your blood pressure, your cholesterol, help you process blood sugar, help you sleep better, help your mood.
Isn't this, again, a reminder that it is, at the end of the day, calories in, calories out, and that exercise just helps us burn additional calories? But if you think about it, even running on the treadmill for half an hour, that's only 350 calories. It's easy to eat 350 calories.
It is, and I think...
Or drink 350 calories.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, diet is such a hard thing to change. You know, this is based on lifestyles and patterns and habits that have been created for years. It's how your psychological relationship is to food. It's what you grew up with culturally, what you saw your family doing. How is your job structure? Do you have time to sit down and eat? So it's very, very difficult to change those patterns.
So what is the data harder? Yeah, what as you get older.
Yeah. Right.
As you get
That's
older,
right.
I think that inward creeps in.
Metabolism decreases by about 2% per decade. And the struggle is also harder because of our biology. So after 3 to 6 months of losing weight, your hormones start to change, and it makes it tougher for you to lose weight. So you increase hormones that actually increase your appetite and increase food storage. And those hormonal shifts last for about a year after you've lost weight. So it's extremely difficult, but extremely important.
And exercise makes you hungry, too. Don't forget about that.
It can. Certainly
it's a vicious cycle.
The reward phenomenon,
yeah.
The feeling you deserve the reward
yes.
for exercising.
Yep.
Thank you, Dr. Karen Arula.
Thank you.
Well, I thought because we were starting the year off and they say that one of the things that people put, they always are trying to change the first of the year, is their eating habits. And I know that has to be a focus for me. And last year I concentrated and focused a lot on going to my my personal trainer. And I just thought if I learned to exercise more and work out more, that would put me on the road to recovery. But I'm hearing now that changing your eating habits is 80% of losing weight and getting yourself your health back. And exercise is only 20%. So I decided I was going to put me together a weight health team. JC is still going to be my personal trainer, but I'm adding a young lady named Pam who's going to be helping me with my diet and nutrition, and then another young lady that named Pam, who's just going to help me stay motivated, as well as my Fantastic Four helping me to stay motivated. But it isn't it amazing? Now, we're all believers, but isn't it kind of amazing and funny that God would put so many calories in a donut, but if you run on a treadmill for 10 or 15 minutes, you get less calories burnt. It's something kind of funny about how those calories, those, you know, eating is a whole lot more calories than running is. What are your thoughts, Joyce, on that?
Oh, I don't know the answer to that one, but all I know is that I need to lose about 10 pounds, so I'm going to try both. I'm going to try exercising and cutting back. So hopefully that will do the trick.
Well, you know, it's so hard to take the sugar out of your diet. You know, I know I'm going to try to you know, I love drinking sodas, and I got a mocha coffee that I enjoy. But a lot of the drinks that I enjoy have sugar in them. So I'm going to just have to learn how to force myself to get rid of so much sugar out of what I drink, because it's even more difficult to get the sugar out of what you eat. And so I'm going to really stick to trying to reduce the number of calories from the drinks that I have, because I know that there are a lot of sugar in those drinks. You know, how do you, Audrey, do you plan to reduce the sugar in your diet?
Reduce the portion size and try to increase exercise along with resistance exercises. You have to start with walking first and then build, but just realistic for me, because I know that food is a challenge for me, but if I could do things in moderation, that would be a great place to start.
Yeah, if we can cut down those portion size, I know for me, I have to get in my head to reduce the amount of calories I need. I know that instead of, you know, there was a time when I sat down and I'd eat four hot dogs in one sitting. And so if I can get to the point where I can reduce what has been my normal intake, that would go a long ways in trying to get more control. And I'm trying to, I know my radio show starts at 6 o'clock, so I'm going to try to not eat anything after 6, and that's going to be one thing that I'm going to try to use. What specifically are you going to try to do, Joyce?
Well, I'm going to try to cut back on potato chips at nighttime. I can eat a bag with nonstop after a certain time of night. So I'm going to try that after 6. I know my husband does it very well. He doesn't eat anything past 6:30. And if I can maintain and do that, I think I can maintain my weight. And they say you do lose. Or they say if you're going to eat late, stay up at least 1 or 2 hours to make sure that the food doesn't just lie there. So I do tend to walk more too.
It's amazing how so many of the things that I enjoy, I hear you talk about, I love me some potato chips too. And once I open them, I can't, you know, I eat them in one sitting. So it's almost a shame. And the only way I can not eat potato chips and just keep munching on them is if I don't bring them in the house. So that's what I'm going to have to do. And I know there's a lot of salt in potato chips, which makes you hold a lot of water weight.
Yeah.
Is popcorn better for you?
Well, they say natural popcorn with no butter, salt on it. It's supposed to be a good snack. But and I just recently had my checkup, and they said the best thing to snack on is carrots, where you get your natural sugar from. Things
mm-hmm.
like carrots and celery, if you got a snack. So I am going to try that as well. I'm game to try anything for a while just to make sure that, see whether or not it works.
Well, I'm going to get into smoothies. I know that the health person has given me some natural sugars that you can add to a smoothie that will give you the sweet taste without giving you so much of these sugar calories. So after 6, I'm going to try having, if I'm going to have anything after 6, it'll be something smoothie, fruit that's light. I'm not a big carrot eater, but I got to find something that I can, you know, and I have to introduce water because even today I haven't had any water. So I need to introduce water to my diet. Andre, do you use smoothies at all, or do you eat any type of fruit?
I do have smoothies on rare occasions. Not that I don't like them, it's just that I don't take the time to fix them. But, yeah, we have to just make extra efforts to do that because if I do make a smoothie or just certain juices that you can take, you know, blend fruit and just juice it, that's good too. And it's so filling, and it's just like if you go and buy fruit and have it readily available, then it's much easier than, again, reaching for that bag of potato chips. So we just have to make some extra choices. And like you said, we know ourselves. So the first thing to do is not to introduce it, not to bring it into the house if we can. Or if we do, put it in such a high place that you have to get to it, you have to subconsciously say, okay,
how you doing?
Are you really going to do that, you know?
I'm good.
Right. And, Kathy, I know you're here. Kathy, how do you make yourself drink water? How do you introduce water to your life every day?
I take a six-pack of 16-ounce with me everywhere I go. In my car, I have a six-pack. At the job, I have a six-pack. At home, we have water there. So, you know, every now and then I treat myself with a soda, but I pick up that water first. Yeah. So you got to carry it with you.
That's what I'm going to have to focus on because I have a terrible time. I have 3 cases of water in my room right now. But today I did pour a couple of bottles of water into my ice machine, but I did not drink any. So I know they say as soon as you wake up in the morning, you ought to have introduce your body to some water, and you need to introduce your body to water throughout the day.
And at night before you go to bed, too. You know, there's this cup that they have. It's not a cup, it's like a water container, and you can put fruit on the inside. So it's like fruit water. Have you saw those? I don't know what they call fusions.
Yeah, the
fusion. That's what they're called.
Yeah.
You cut your fruit up, and that gives it a different taste. So it allows you to drink it, you know, drink more water. But that's an idea that you can use if you have a difficult time drinking the water.
Mm-hmm. Audrey, how do you discipline yourself to drink more water?
That's what I did. I actually started putting lemon. You know, just squeeze some lemon into my water. And then if you notice you go to some of the nicer hotels, they have citrus sliced up. And I just thought that was so nice and refreshing. So that's how I started doing, water, because I was one that was really bad about not drinking water. And once I start doing that and I know the benefit of water, it's so important. It helps with so many things. You know, sometimes if you have inflammation or your body aches or sometimes you just feel dizzy or whatever, a lot of times those are signs of dehydration. And so once I realized how dehydration was impacting my mother in such a negative way, it prompted me to start drinking water. But that's how I had to introduce myself, just start squeezing lemon in with it. And what my mother does, because she's required to drink 64 ounces a day, which, you know, a person that don't want to drink water, that's a lot, but she takes it with each of her meals, and she recently stopped taking it at night. So you say breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then between breakfast and lunch and between lunch and dinner, we give her a half, you know, an 8-ounce cup of whether that's juice, and if we do give her juice, we dilute it with water so that she can keep her liquids going, because if indeed she becomes dehydrated, we really have problems. She becomes disoriented, hallucinate, just become weak. And it's not just her, it's anyone. Those are signs of dehydration. So once I saw the impact of her, it just made me say, you know, I have to do better with water. So that's what I do now. I just drink water.
Okay. And Joyce, what tricks do you use to increase your water intake?
Well, I've started, as soon as I get up, I drink a bottle of water. That's my start. Then I drink liquids through coffee. You know, I drink my liquids other ways, sometimes through soup. But as soon as I get up, I have a bottle of water. That's one out the way. And I try to not let myself get thirsty enough whereas that I would just have to gulp the water down. So I try to sip throughout the day, but I'm getting better. I should be drinking as many as 6 bottles, but if I do 3, I'm good. You know, it's just hard to drink water because it has no taste. But I have been putting like lemon, and then I drink cranberry juice, so I mix that half and half. So I've been getting my liquids that kind of way.
Well, you know, I've thought about what Kathy said, and I think I'm going to put me a case of water in both of my trucks, so no matter which one I use, I'll have water in either one of them. I don't mind drinking water at room temperature. I'll gulp it down. But I think I'm just going to find a way to put water everywhere that I go so that it is readily available. I know I love me some Mountain Dew sometimes, and boy, I can just guzzle a few cans of Mountain Dew. But I try to refrain from Mountain Dew and strawberry soda as much as I possibly can. And I'm going to try to learn to. Now, the Pam, and I'm going to have Pam come on the show a couple of times. Pam has got this thing called eating the rainbow. And she actually doesn't want you to eat meat, but twice a week. So I'm going to this year work a little harder with putting that into my regimen, Pam's diet, and as well as working with JC and kind of outline my journey. But additional to water.
Let me suggest.
Go ahead.
Now, you know what Kathy is. Kathy reached that point. If you're going to start keeping water in your vehicles, I may want to suggest that you start with a half a case or less or something. And the reason I say that is because it may end up being in that car for a long time. And then if that's the case, especially in the heat, that's not good. It's not good for you to drink bottled water that's been in a vehicle over a period of time. Kathy can do that because she's reached that point. So if you say you have 3 cases in your house, which is a comfortable place, and you didn't touch it, I don't know about putting a whole case in your truck. I mean, we just have to be real with each other, right? We have to be real to help each other. So you may want to start by having maybe about 3 bottles in each one. Then when you see that's going well, then you start to increase.
Well, you know, that's true, right, because right. Out here it's the plastic that should not be in the vehicle. In fact, you shouldn't. We used to store it in the garage. If your garage is not ventilated and cooled down, you shouldn't even store it there. It should be in the house. And when you go to a grocery store, if you see water cases or water where they have it stacked outside, do not buy that water in the sun. That's a rule that they really make emphasis on here in Arizona too. Do not drink water like that, and do not leave it in the car. And you know, if it's in the car more than a day, I don't drink it.
It's amazing to me though you say that, Joyce, because they've also said that you shouldn't freeze your water. That somehow the chemicals from the bottle can get into the water through freezing as well. And I'm gonna tell you, boys, it's amazing. Because a lot of times, the way I enjoy my water at night is if I take a frozen bottle of water and put it near my on my table next to my bed, every time I wake up,
I'll drink some of that water and it'll be cool through the whole night. But then again, they say they want you to freeze it. So it's almost all kind of things going on about what you're not supposed to do with that bottle of water.
Well, I do, and I heard that, and there's an email, and I'll locate that, and I send it to everybody. It tells you how to drink water and when to drink water. Also, like when you eat, you should not drink ice water, because when it goes down, it freezes, it solidifies all your food. So, you know, it should be a natural. I don't drink cold water anymore. I drink it's either at the tap, just natural. I don't freeze my water. I don't drink cold water anymore for that simple reason. And particularly when I eat, do not drink cold water. I see. Can I locate that? And it's a medical thing. I think my nephew sent it out to everybody, and I kept that email. So I make sure that I get. These are some things that, you know, you can take it for what it's worth, you know, but it just gives you something, food for thought, something to think about. I make sure everybody
and
get
you're
a copy.
So right. Yeah. Kathy, what else do you plan to implement this year related to changing some of your eating habits?
Well, what we've begun to do is, like, we'll cook up some vegetables and we'll put them in the small containers and we'll freeze them. And so each day we'll go in and we'll take that out. We'll have that for lunch and maybe a salad for dinner. Then the next day, so we'll do it for the whole week, and then we'll start up again next week and we'll add maybe shrimp, grilled shrimp to it, maybe some fish or some chicken to it, just to give it a different season. But what that do is that gives us the rainbow that you were talking about.
Mm.
Well, you know, one of the things that I plan to do, I have a lady who comes to my house once a week. She comes over and she cleans either the area that I live in or the area that I rent out to. Some of my roommates, and I talked to her. I gave her a slow cooker. What do they call those things? The oven pots, or what's the term they use for those big pots where you cook all day?
A crock pot. Crock pot.
Well, I bought her a brand new one, and what we talked about doing was her on Sunday cooking me a big crock pot or something. And that I could eat on that for the next 5 to 6 days and put a lot of vegetables and healthy stuff in it. So that
well,
might be my way of right
doing
now,
well, but you're not going to want to eat that one item every day like that.
Every day.
You're gonna
yeah,
do it very
that's
much.
What
yeah,
I was
you may
say.
Do it for 2 days or 3 days, but see how Kathy said she introduced a different meat in there just to kind of spice it up, but don't the crock pot is great. It is great, but I wouldn't think that you're gonna eat on one meal the whole week.
Every other day,
you
or
don't,
whatever. But
your
not every
your
day.
Taste buds not gonna go with you. Your taste buds want something different.
Okay. Well, you know I don't cook. I'm trying to figure out how I can introduce some cooking to my diet, and maybe I'll need to you know, because I do know that. Pam is real big on oatmeal and oats and nuts and those kind of things as well. So I'm going to have to learn how to introduce those things into my diet too.
And
what about healthy choices, frozen dinners? Are you into anything frozen like that? Because there are some ones that are out there that are very, very healthy and the calorie is low. And, you know, you can always have that for emergency on the hand type of a meal.
Yeah, that's true. I have a way I could put a few of those healthy meals into one of my refrigerators. So that is a good way, too, as well. We're halfway
right.
through the show. Go ahead. Audrey, were you about to say something?
This is Kathy. I was going to say that maybe if you don't have one, maybe you can get you one of those George Foreman grills. And all you do, James, is season your meat, shrimp. If you could do shrimp, you know, and you can do fish, you can do chicken. put it on there. You don't have to cook it. You put it on there, you close the thing, and you put the timer on there. It's healthier for you, and it's quick, and you don't have to do a lot of stuff to it. You can
That's
ask
a great suggestion.
To season the meat for you. You can put it in the freezer. When you get ready for something, you can take it out, put it on that grill, and go for it. Get you a frozen bag of vegetables. Put it in a pot, put a little seasoning on there, take it out and eat it with you a piece of grilled meat. That'll be good for you.
Okay. Well,
and
I
it's not greasy either.
I may have to look into getting me a little small. Each of the refrigerators I have, they have a small freezer compartment, but not you can't put a whole lot in it. But I do have another room. Then maybe I can find a little small freezer that would allow me to keep some meat and things in the back as well. So that might work. I might have to look into that. Let's take a little short break, and we'll come right back to finish our conversation about our new year and our change of health eating, health being healthier this year. Network. I want to remind you, those of you in the audience, to go to my website, www.jamestdeshay.com, as well as when you come to the Orlando area, make sure that you add the Wellsville Museum to your schedule. We would love to have you come by and tour our museum and learn about the history of African Americans in the Central Florida area. Kathy, let me just ask you, I just bought and purchased a convection oven, and it gives me where I can put the meat directly on the grill, or it also gives me a metal, sleeve that I can put into the oven, and I can put the meat on top of another grill that has a bottom so the meat is not directly above the element. Could I use that to cook the chicken and the fish and salmon as well? Are the George Foreman grill more efficient than the convection oven? Kathy?
Well, the Foreman one, to my knowledge.
Huh?
The convention one, I think the one that you're talking about, it does frozen right away, doesn't it? It unthaws and cooks at the same time. But the
right,
Foreman
it's supposed
one.
To make the heat go all the way around it.
Okay. Even it out. I've seen
right.
it advertised, but I don't know anything about that one, James. I do know about that grill, the Foreman grill. It's really good because it grills away the grease and everything. So
yeah, I don't think they're too expensive either. I think I probably get one for about $40 or $50, right?
Yes, easy,
if not less.
Yeah. Andre, with your busy schedule, how are you going to introduce exercise into your day?
Before I leave for work, I try to get in anywhere between 20 to 30 minutes. And then while I'm at work, I really try to take an extra effort to get some walking in. That's easier when I'm in Florida, but when I'm traveling, it's a little more challenging. Because I don't like to be out in the dark and that kind of stuff. So I have to get all of my inside exercise done before I go to work and do it that way. In the evenings, if I walk my dog and stuff, again, I do try to get in before it gets too dark just because things are so dangerous. But and then I'm trying to introduce on the weekend a gift that I received for Christmas was like a massage spa. In addition to that massage spa, if I can get up on Saturday morning before going to the spa, then get some exercise in. And I love to swim. If I could just get swimming in realistically two times a week, that would move me along the way.
Well, you know, swimming is something that I try to do a lot because it gives me I can be a lot more mobile in the pool, and which helps to keep my knees from hurting so much. So that's one of the things I really enjoy at 24-hour fitness that I go to, that I'm able to go back into the pool area and spend a lot of time back in the pool, and it just seems that I can do my squats. I can do all kind of leg lifts and swings and that aquatic exercise, but I just have to get there more often. Because, again, the pool is a great place for me to work out, and I don't feel as much joint pain when I work out. So that's I do know the importance and the value of swimming, and it really helps with my heart as well when I'm trying to swim laps to increase the number of laps that I can do without stopping. So I really enjoy that a lot as well. Joyce, how do you plan on introducing exercise into your daily routines?
Oh, I walk every day. I walk my dog, but I'm going to try to walk a little bit more. I used to walk before I got hurt. I used to walk at least five miles a day. but now I walk a good half an hour, so I'm going to try to up that at least to an hour every day.
Well, I tell you what, I'm at the beginning stages of that one. I don't know the last time I walked a mile or any multiples of miles, so I'm going to have to first start with trying to get around my block and try to increase that, but I cannot wait until I'm able to say that I can walk 2 or 3 miles without stopping. That will be a beautiful moment in time, but I know it all starts with just getting started. From my background, what happens is that I love lifting weights. I mean, I enjoy weightlifting a lot more than anything else, and that is something that I don't mind doing. The cardio is something, boy, that there's nothing that hurts as much as cardio. So I have to go something to introduce that into my routine. Kathy, how do you get along with doing cardio exercise? Are you back with us, Kathy? Well, Kathy must have took a leave of absence. I do have another news clip. I'm not sure if you all had heard about it, but I think this is a national news.
I want every worshiper in the house standing now. It's been a few years. Just when the devil said it was over.
I'm having a little difficulty here getting my news story. I wanted to share with you all a news clip that took the day that was really kind of dangerous.
You never know when you'll need an expert friend to dip and swim. If you get lost in the car, or even by a confused stranger, stuff happens to sandwiches. That's why Arby's make you.
Hello?
I'm still here. I'm getting
now with that incredible rescue, showing a 2-year-old boy saving his twin from a toppled dresser. And ABC's Diane Macedo is here with more on that story. Good morning, Diane.
Amy, good morning. So the boy's parents say they woke up and noticed their son's dresser was on the floor, but the boys were playing happily. It wasn't until they checked their security camera that they learned how close one of their sons came to serious injury or worse, and how his twin amazingly saved him. Brock and Bodie Schaff were being typical 2-year-old twins, scrambling up their dresser to explore. But then suddenly, it tips over, pinning little Brock under its heavy weight. You can see Brock struggling and screaming, but Bodie jumps right into action. He immediately tries to push the dresser, but can't get it to move. Then he tries pushing from the other side, but the heavy dresser still won't budge. He surveys the situation and decides to give lifting a shot, but that doesn't work either. Finally, with a big lean, he tries to push one more time and somehow manages the strength to move that large dresser and free his brother. Check that out again. Many are now calling him a real-life mini super kid. Mom says as soon as she saw that video, she bolted the dresser to the wall to make sure it won't happen again. And the parents say they posted this video to Facebook to reinforce that message that anchoring furniture is so important. Luckily, in this case, the boys are totally fine, but I'm guessing little Bodie is going to be holding this over his brother for a very long time.
He's got the video proof.
Have either of you seen that video?
I saw it this morning.
Audrey,
and I heard about it.
Yeah, it is amazing to me. It is amazing to me that how you have, and, you know, it's hard to get on parents all the time, but, you know, that has been a big story for a long time, and a major chain was sued a lot of money because people were not anchoring, they didn't have a way of anchoring those straws. And if you would see that video, that was a horrific video of how that baby, how those two babies were climbing. They weren't really babies. I think they say they were 2-year-olds, which are still babies, climbing up the draw, and it happened to fall on one. And it was just by the grace of God that one that it fell on, that he was close to the edge. Because had he been in the very middle, he would have been in some serious trouble. His brother did do everything he could. And it's amazing to see how hard his brother worked to try to get that dresser off of him. Joyce, what are your thoughts when you first saw it?
Oh, wow, very scary. That could have been a deadly situation. My accolades goes out to the kid, too, because he stood there for a while and he figured it out. Because first he tried to lift it, and he wasn't getting anywhere. So he stood there for a while, and the next thing you know, he pushed. He pushed it out. It pushed, and just enough for the other, his twin brother, to roll underneath. And they had the drawers, and they had all the drawers open, trying to climb in the drawers, and next thing you know, the whole dresser just heavyweight. And to me, that should be a no-brainer to always buckle that down. If not, then what they wind up doing is removing all the knobs, too, and put a safety latch on the side for them to go in and out.
This day and time, you would think that would be a normal thing, having two-year-olds in a bedroom by themselves. Looked like that they would have heard that story before, and they said one of the reasons why they posted the videotape was just to bring home, and she said that she did it immediately, but I'm not sure why she didn't do it before, but it gave you a real-time look at how quickly children can get in trouble when they're not supervised, and you know that children are normally in another room, so it wasn't that they were being bad parents for having them in another room, and they also had a videotape in their room, but they should have took another step to bolt those things down. And I don't even, when they talk about a child having a TV in their room and it falling down on them, I don't think children even need a TV in their room when they're infants and they're 2-year-olds. I think when they get bigger, when they're 3 or 4 or 5 or 6, maybe you can introduce a television. But I don't think there's any room need for 2 and 3-year-olds to have TVs in their room. Audrey, what are your thoughts on how do we keep these young babies safe?
Well, we have to know that we're responsible for the safety of children when they can't take actions and think for themselves. And sometimes we just become so busy and just don't look out for ways on how to mitigate. But whatever you have in a child's room, you have to take that extra step to see how that can negatively impact that child or what that child may do to cause danger to him or herself. So I'm not necessarily opposed to a television being in a small child's room. It's just that it can be bolted to the wall or whatever the case may be away from where the child would be. And then if it is an opportunity for them to be around a TV, then, of course, then you would the adult would be in there monitoring the situation.
Right.
Yes.
It can be mounted
high.
Nowadays they have television where they're mounted up on the wall.
Yeah, and listening to Joyce, you're right. It looked like they were climbing Mount Everest. Like, I mean, they were attacking that draw, and they were just determined they were going to get to the top. And it's amazing that their minds were working that way. I don't know what it is about their minds that made them think that they should climb to the top of that draw like that.
Well, they're boys. They're active, and they believe in self-entertainment, you see. They quick, you know, especially little boys. It's not that they're mischievous. They are adventurous. So you got to keep an eye on them. Like she said, she wasn't monitoring close enough. You know, no sense of having a monitor in the other room if you're not going to keep an eye on the kid.
Yeah, that's true. I see Regina has snuck in here today. How you doing, Regina?
I sure did sneak it in here today. Doing great. I am doing great.
Did you look at the news clip we did of the two little boys who climbed up on top of the dresser and the dresser fell on one of the twin, and the other one pushed it off. He went all around that draw to find a way to get it off, and he finally helped his brother get from under it. Were you able to see the video?
No, I don't know if I got that video. But
it is an interesting video, to say the least.
Maybe he can send it to me.
Well, I tell you this. If every parent is not having somebody who's a handyman come over and anchor all of their furniture to make sure that these kids don't tilt things over on themselves after watching that, they need to be prosecuted, because that was one of the scariest things that I've seen. I've heard about them doing it, but that was an up close and very descriptive video of how it happened, and that thing fell right on top of that little boy, and just thankfully he wasn't in the very middle of it. He was at the end, but he was still pinned in for a little while.
Yeah, not only have the chest of drawers, the bureaus been falling, but these huge televisions. Even more so, I guess it's not as much of an issue now since the flat screens are lighter, but when we had the tubes in the TVs in the back, those heavy televisions caused a lot of damage. And even in our schools, in the lower grade, like pre-K, kindergarten, first, second, you can't have bookshelves in the classroom that are not anchored to the walls.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. That is truly understandable, because the last thing you want to do is have to call a parent and tell them that a bookshelf fell on their kid. And, yeah, that wouldn't be a good thing. Regina, we talked today, started off the conversation here about how do we increase drinking water. Do you have any tricks up your sleeves about how you encourage yourself to drink more water?
Nope. I see other people carry these big gallon jugs around, but I saw a container, and I'm going to get my friend to make one, and it has each level. It says, okay, I'm going to start here, good place to start, and then the next time you see a line, and it says, okay, I'm doing good. Then the next one, almost there. And then the next one says, only a little bit to go. So it kind of encourages you to get to that mark on the bottle. And when you finish, you've drank a certain amount of water.
How big a container is it?
It looked to me, now, you know, I don't know numbers, but it looked, I don't know. It's not. I think it holds like a gallon of water, but it's a tube shaped container, so it doesn't look like a gallon of milk.
Well, like you, I've seen a lot of people carrying around. When I was at the jail, a lot of the guards used to carry around a gallon of water with them, and so I have seen people do that. I don't want to get stuck carrying a gallon jug around with me all day. So I'm not going to use that particular trick.
I think that looks barbaric. I don't like that.
Now, Regina, when do you go back to class?
This past Monday.
Oh, you went back to school on Monday?
I sure do. Yesterday.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. I think our students go back to school tomorrow. Monday was a holiday because New Year's fell on the weekend.
You talked about me, and I was out there working, educating our children.
Audrey, when did Lakeland go back to school?
I think
Audrey,
they go back
there?
Tomorrow. I believe they go back tomorrow. I thought they would have went back today, but when I was at work, the team members say that all their children go back on tomorrow, but those are members that have children in Osceola County and Orange County. But I believe Polk County goes back tomorrow.
Yeah, I think they let them off Monday and Tuesday because the New Year's fell on a holiday. And so that's why they allowed them to, you know, but I guess everybody does it a little different.
Well, we were supposed to be out, but we had to make up for a hurricane day.
Oh, okay. That sounds reasonable.
Yes. To someone who didn't have to go in, yes, it does.
Well, not only did I not have to go in, I'm not going in for a long, long time.
But I'm standing in the gap for you, James. I'm standing in the gap.
Listen, let me just tell you all a little bit of something. I anticipated that I wouldn't have mind leaving my job and retiring and working at the Wellsville full time. And now that I've gotten out and this year I have not worked, you know, I continue to work part time in the Wellsville, it will be very hard for me to have a full time job now. I mean, I just cannot imagine having a specific time that I have to leave my house every day. This year has been just an outstanding year for me. I'll let you know in on another little secret. I took all of my money in my retirement. I told the state of Florida I wanted every dime they owed me, and I left them with a little more. I think I left them with like $50,000 in an account that the state of Florida had for me, and I put everything else into an annuity of sorts. And I'm trying to keep from using that annuity for 10 years. That's what I'm trying to do. Now, that may or may not happen. But I just nibbled off of that little 50 and nibbled off it and nibbling. I'm still nibbling. And I'm hoping it'll go and take me. It took me all through last year, and I hope it takes me all through this upcoming year. My nibbles don't have to be even less this year than it was last year because I did a lot of work on my house. I put a new roof on my house, and I put a new air conditioner in the house. And so I did a lot of things to the house. So I'm hoping I won't have any major outlets. So I'm just nibbling like a little fish and hoping that money takes me into next year. And I would have went 2 years without looking at my main source of saving. So I'm just looking forward to just creating or trying to create another source of income so I can just keep nibbling and I won't have to come live with either of you guys. So y'all need to keep me encouraged to keep nibbling and keeping you know, my main source of money out of reach.
Nibble, James, nibble.
I know it puts come to shove now that somebody, y'all won't let me be homeless though, right?
I'm gonna call that lady that does your cleaning.
Well, I'm hoping that she can remain a part of my my expenses, because I'd be hurting if she wasn't a part of my expenses. So that's a part of my nibbling. I'm not going to be trying to get no new car. I'm not going to be trying to, you know, use any extremes. So I'm going to keep both of my cars running. And I'm gonna be happy with my little small car, and just keep it like that. So, you're not gonna see no large diamond rings on my hand or large gold chains around my neck. I'm not gonna be foolish. I'm gonna try to be prudent. Isn't the word they use? They use be prudent.
I went to see Fences last night.
And how was it?
Very interesting.
Do you think you get an award for it? No,
I know. How about you, Regina?
Who
I don't think he'll receive an award for it. That was your question, right?
Right.
Did they? Yeah, I don't think so.
No.
Oh, I thought.
And
I was
surprised.
Wow.
Go ahead. I was very surprised. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. I was just thinking from the previews that he had done an outstanding job. What did you think he lacked in it, Audrey?
Not necessarily what he lacked. We just know how the Actors Guild selects winners. And for this particular storyline, I don't know about you, Regina, but I was very surprised, maybe because I haven't read the book or I haven't seen the theater play of it, but I was very surprised of how real it was. I mean, he was using the N-word. They were showing true life black family issues and how he was handling it. And it kind of made me cringe a little bit because it was so many white people in there. And
yep.
I did not feel comfortable with them. I wanted to make sure that I supported them, and it was important for me to see it before I went back to work today. But because I know I want to see Hidden Figures, which comes out on Friday. Now, that's going to be a good one,
exactly.
I really do believe. But I was surprised, and I won't say disappointed because I guess I was just expecting something different. But if they give an award for that, that would be truly – to me, a derogatory slap to the black families. I don't know, Regina, I may be off base. What are your thoughts?
What was the name of the movie?
Fences, F-E-N-C-E-S.
Oh, Fences, okay, I have to check that out.
With Denzel and Viola Davis.
Davis, okay.
Yes. The movie, I tell you, and since everybody hasn't seen it, and my friend and I were sitting there together, and he looked at me and said, okay, I've seen it. That's all I need to do. I don't need to see it anymore. And I told him I agreed with it. Because, now, in my opinion, Viola's part was phenomenal. Oh, my goodness. She was phenomenal. But what it reminded me of is my life. But what it did was it showed me why or how things came about. But I'm like you. I didn't like that part of the black family being shown.
Was it realistic? I mean, was it?
It was realistic.
It
was a little too realistic, I think, for that movie. Like I say, it was so many white people in there, and you know, we have pride, and yes, is it realistic? Is it something we deal with? Yes, but I think again, we deal with that within, and
yes.
To put that on the screen like that, I just didn't like that. I didn't like it. And I agree with your friend. I've seen it, but I will not add that one to my black library.
No.
Well,
mm-mm.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you after you said that. Is The Color Purple added to your library?
Yes.
Why do you add The Color Purple to your library, which is also a realistic depiction of African-American life? Why did you add that one and this one you wouldn't add?
Let me let you go see it first, and let's have the dialogue later, because I don't want to spoil it for you.
Exactly.
And I don't want to paint you. I may be wrong.
Okay.
Please go see it.
So let me ask
Please
you another question.
Go see it.
Did you add Princess to your library?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Precious.
Wow. Now that,
yeah, that, that was going to be my question too. But that's because we haven't seen census, so we don't know why.
That's right.
Why
that's right.
Point.
Yeah, I have to wait before we have that dialogue.
Exactly.
Okay. What
exactly.
was the movie he asked you about?
Precious.
That's what it was. I said Precious.
I knew what you were talking about. Yeah, Joyce is right.
I would never watch that again. I would never watch that again. That was just over the top.
But that goes to show you, that's when you know you got some good actors and actress. When they can really piss you off and really get underneath them, they have done their part. That's an award right there.
I just don't want to deal with that as a social issue. I mean, I just don't want to believe that people act that way.
Well, I tell you, if this movie was censored, what it did was it gave an excuse, I would say, for something that is inexcusable.
I agree. Yeah, we got to stop talking, Regina. Y'all just have to
Okay.
sit and then let's have it as a because you know what? If we keep going, that's not going to help them. You guys have to see it, and then maybe one day you will ask us, you know, have a dialogue on it.
Right.
Because
well,
we answered your question.
The one that you're talking
will
about
go
going
see
to
it
see.
Again? No.
No.
Vincent.
Well, the one you're talking about you going to see, is that the one where the women work at NASA?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Hidden Figures.
Yeah, Hidden
I'm
Figures.
I'm going to see that,
yeah.
too, this weekend. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Hidden Figures, too. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you all go see?
Yeah.
Did you go see Will Smith's movie?
No, I didn't
something
get a chance to see that one.
What is it? Something collateral. Collateral something.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to see that one.
Okay. Oh, well, I'll have to make myself go to the movie alone since I don't normally go to movies
by
myself.
I went by myself yesterday to see it. So I'm telling you, it's nothing to it, man. Just if you see a movie you want to go.
It just so happened that I was asked to go to this movie by somebody. But had I not, I would have been sitting right up there with my $4 tub of popcorn. Eating my popcorn and looking at this movie.
You guys have been going now.
Right,
and
well,
you know, I haven't been in a movie since that Colorado deal, that Colorado shooting. But now y'all got me going on this one. I'm going to have to do that.
Joyce, don't think my big round eyes wasn't looking around like those cartoon characters.
I'm going all the way up to the top and sit down, because if anything break it loose down below, hell, I'm rolling down underneath. Believe me.
What? Okay.
I'm telling
yes,
you.
Ma'am.
Right.
Yes,
well, we're gonna have to make movie review part of our discussions, and we'll just have to decide what date we're going to go to the movies and make sure we go so that everybody can talk about what they saw. Let me just ask you, Joyce, what is your final word for today? We are at that time now.
That we just have to be more conscious, particularly with kids. We got to, you know, they're quick, they're fast. We just have to keep eyes on them because it only takes a split second on anything regarding a kid. So, you know, in order to be up on it, you got to stay tuned. So.
All right.
Let them out of your eyesight.
Final word for today?
Is that our body is a vessel. Uh-huh. Our body is a vessel. So let's take the extra effort to monitor our intake as relates to food. Let's try to do a little more exercise. And surely, let's all commit to drinking more water, staying hydrated. Health is very important to us. In order for us to allow our voices to be heard and for us to take action and be involved in the community, we need to be healthy. We need to be our very best.
I agree.
Audrey,
I just shared three emails with you guys regarding water. So water and
thank you.
Some FYI regarding your health. So it's not junk mail. It's not scam. So when you see Jay Garrison or Joyce Garrison, that's from me, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Regina, what's your final word for today?
I don't have one. I'm just happy.
Okay.
Well, you better take advantage of that, James. No, that's not going to ever happen again.
I know that's right. I'm going to get a final shout-out to Kathy because Kathy is missing in action. Kathy, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
You was missing in action, girl. I was trying to call 911.
No, I'm here. My final words is a healthy life, healthy way, healthy life.
All right. Kathy, have you seen the movie that they were talking about yet?
Yes, I have, and actually I kind of enjoyed it, but, you know, there were two sides to that particular story, and I could see that going on back in the day where, you know, because of how he grew up then, that's why he acted the way that he acted, and that's how it is nowadays in these families. You know, some families, that's how the man grows up. You know, so then that's how he treats his kids. If he was abused,
they haven't seen
abused,
it yet, Kathy. They haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
All right. Well, Joyce, you and I.
I'm on it, James.
Joyce, you and
I'm on this one. Oh yeah.
Well, Joyce, you and I are the only one who haven't seen it.
Give me a couple of days. I'm on it.
Okay. Well, I promise I'll get to it by the end of the week.
Me too.
James,
okay.
James is going to go and look at it on Fire Stick.
Oh, you know, they got my bootlegger locked up, so that's the only reason I ain't got a bootleg. Believe that?
Oh, my goodness.
You guys are something else.
Oh,
yeah.
And Joy, I will give you your kudos. I'm going to give you your kudos. I think it was Joy who predicted that the Republican were going to, the Republicans have run scared. They've taken back a bill they were trying to pass. Ford corporations coming back into the United States. They're going to build not in Mexico, but in the United States. Y'all, Trump picking up speed.
Keep praying.
Yeah,
Keep praying.
I believe it when I see it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
All right.
Tell you.
Okay. Well, we've
what
come to another end of another show. Go ahead, Joyce.
I was just saying that what he's doing now has already been in place by Obama, but he's just going to come behind and capitalize on a lot of that stuff. You know what I mean? Make himself look good. But actually, Obama put it into place, but he's trying to downgrade him so bad. But he's working off of what Obama has laid out, to be honest with you. But the people are not going to see it that way.
Yeah, because he ain't even in there. He's not even in there yet. How can he have anything credited to him because he's not even in yet? Don't be fooled.
Exactly.
Okay,
let me go. Y'all get fired up now.
James can't even close out his show.
Y'all can get fired up now. We have to follow up on that one tomorrow. All right. Everybody, take care, and I'll see you all tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock West Coast Time, and we'll talk about the issues that impact our lives today and in the future. We want to be here for you all to speak loud and clear about what's going on in our world. Take care, everybody. I'll see you all tomorrow at 6 p.m. Just a thought. October 23rd, 2016. As spring opens the doors of love, one must be prepared to walk calmly and slowly through them. Being aware of all the...
Hello. I'm the music major. This is my man, Jayon Gray. He got a question to ask. Talk to him, Jay.
Is there anybody in love? Is there anybody in love? Is there anybody in love? Open your mouth and call.
Not this way. She was doing the street.